Hey everyone, welcome back to Walking with God. It's so glad to be back with you guys today. I'm so sorry it's taken a little bit longer than to get back into the rhythm of things and get episodes out, but I'm so thankful God has allowed me to do episode today. And we're doing great, guys, and still the podcast is still booming, and that's such a testimony to God. He's doing great things, and I'm so thankful when people have reached out to me asking when I'm going to do more episodes, when something's going to come out. I'm so thankful for that. I'm thankful for everyone that's been praying for me and just checking on me, making sure I'm doing all right. I have great friends out there that God has put in my life, and I'm so, so thankful for it. Have a great episode for you guys today. It's about helping others, reaching out and just checking on people. And actually, I'm going to play something from a YouTuber that I've been following a lot here lately. His name is Clayton Jennings. He's not just a YouTuber, but he's like a poet. He goes over Bible verses and stuff. He has a YouTube channel. I'm going to put his link in the description of this podcast, but I want you guys to go over and check him out and subscribe to him and listen to his content. He does music, poems. He studies the Bible on YouTube. It's great stuff. He has so many good videos out there, and I found a video that I really like that will go along with the episode today about people and things. So before we get started, I want to get into prayer and then we'll get started. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I thank you for today. God, thank you for letting us be able to continue to do this in a free country, God, and to ask you to be with our country during this time, God, and just continue to show your blessings upon us. I'm so thankful that I live in America, God, and just please continue to bless this podcast and just use it for your will, God. And I'm so thankful people have friends in my life that check on me, God, and I'm so thankful for your blessings, God. And please forgive me for my sins and while I fail you, God, because I am going to fail you every single day, and I'm so sorry for that. I'm so thankful that you're such a forgiving and merciful God. Please continue to bless this podcast, God. Please let it reach people that I can't, you know, that I can't physically talk to, or let it reach people that need it today, God. And if someone's listening to this podcast and they're having financial troubles or physical trouble or, you know, marriage problems or whatever problems, God, just please show them you love them, God. And if someone's not saved listening to this podcast, please, God, let them come to know you today, God. I love you, God. In your name I pray, amen. So, like I said, I'm gonna go ahead and play a video. Just like last episode where I played that sermon, I'm gonna go play this video and hope you guys get something out of it. It's really, really good. I listen to it a couple times a week actually because it motivates me. So, I'm gonna play it for you guys and hope you enjoy it.
This is life. It's a rocket. And some go higher than others, some go further than others, different places than others, but the day you're born, you're launched. And maybe the trajectory of your life is stunning. And from the outlook of things, you're on the rise. Good looks, charm, humor, top of your class, best athlete, to the best university, best looking spouse, talented and healthy children, expensive cars, a big house, a big life, a big name, a big bank account, along with what appears to be a big, giant, gaping, growing void.
Emptiness. Space. Feelings of loneliness, depression, anxiety, thoughts about suicide, medications, just to numb it all. You see, you got to the top and found out that the bottom was better. Or maybe you never got off the launch pad and you feel like a failure because of it. Maybe we were never made to race to the top of some invisible pinnacle of pointlessness. Maybe you weren't made to live for that big degree, big name, or big bank account. Maybe that's why the furthest and the highest are the least down to earth. And maybe that's why the people who never launched get high to numb themselves to the reality that they're still low. You see, we were never made for us. We were made for so much more than that.
You were made in the image of God. You were made to live for the one who created you, who designed you, who defines you. And it's his love that screams in the black, I'm right here. And it doesn't matter if you're known by billions or by none. You're known by him. So stop aiming for the stars when you can know the one who made the real ones. He is the light of the world. And when you know God and God knows you, you inevitably become a reflection of that light, a reflection of the hope of things to come, a beacon, a lighthouse, a glimmer of light that shoots through the night during this short life. Don't aim to be a star. Aim to be a shooting star, a rare smile for someone in need. Stop making wishes and start leaving an impact. In a dim world, that's exactly how you push back the darkness. You start by picking up people and running with them rather than against them. You start by looking at others instead of yourself.
I hope you guys enjoyed that. That's just a little video he put on YouTube last year, I think. Yeah, it was last year. But and I want to break it down. I want to talk about a few things in it. First thing, that the main thing I want to look at is that last part, you know, where he says, start picking up people and running with them instead of against them. You know, in the Bible, you know, in Galatians 6:2, it says, bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Very simple verse, very, very short verse. Bear one another's burdens. Just be there for them. Pick them up. Help them with their, like, people, we all have problems. We all have issues. If somebody says they don't have any problems or any issues or they're not facing something, then something's wrong. If you're not being tempted by Satan, something's wrong. It's very simple. Very, like, It doesn't cost anything to be kind to people, to show people a smile, you know. You never know what it could do for somebody to just text them, say, hey, are you doing okay today? Prayed for you. It's free to do that. Even if they don't answer you, but they'll see it. You know, they could be holding on to that. Or little, just quick call. Hey, call and just, if they don't answer, leave a voicemail. Hey, call, just check on you. Haven't seen you in a while. If you need anything, call me. Or just a I love you text, you know, something. Something. Just reach out. Love people. I mean, that's what, you know, that's what it's about. Being there for them. Do anything and everything. People go through so much stuff in their life. People face demons we don't even know about in their own brain. And then another part I wanted to focus on, and this is the last part here, but it's a very short episode. But he said, in the video, that God knows you. Well, there's only one way God can actually. Yes, God created us all, but for Him to have a personal relationship with God, for Him to listen to your prayers and be there for you and help you, you have to be saved. You have to be born again. You have to be going to heaven. You have to have Him in your heart. Yes, we're all creations of God, but we're all not children of God. I've said that in multiple episodes before. That's a very true statement. Yes, Christians and born again Christians and people saved with God in their heart going to heaven, they have a direct line to the Creator. That's the only way you can know Him and have a relationship with Him. You know, it's very easy. It's free to get saved. It's free to go to heaven. It's, you know, I talk to friends all the time that you know, sometimes they, you know, when you go through something, you question. You're gonna question when you're down on your luck, when stuff's happening and you don't know why. You're gonna question, you know, is God real? Is God there? Yes, God's real. God's there. You just gotta reach out to Him. He's waiting there. He's wanting you to reach out to Him for stuff. But you can't. He won't hear you unless you accept Him in your heart. And a lot of people are afraid that if I accept God in my heart, then I have to give up stuff. I have to go to church. I have to blah, you know, et cetera. Fill in the blank. Look, I'm not God, and I can't tell you what you have to give up and what you have to do. But all I know is for you not to go to die and go to hell, you have to be, You have to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. It's the only way. You know, my nanny, and God rest her soul, I miss her every day, and she's in heaven right now. She used to tell me all the time when I was young, she used to say, Rodney, son, is it better to, she would say, I'd rather live for God and find out there's not a God than not live for God and find out there is. And that's such a, like, real statement. Because if I live for God, I'm doing good, you know, I'm not on drugs, I'm not addicted to anything, I'm not in jail, I don't have a record, you know, because, you know, you're living for God, you know, what's the worst that can happen? God will bless you tremendously over and over and over and over and over if you just accept Him. It's so simple. All you have to do is ask. There's no cost, there's no, you know, startup fees. It's not like getting internet. It's not like getting cable. There's no hidden fees. You just accept them. And then you have a pathway to the Creator. He wants you to ask Him. He wants you to be there. He wants you to ask Him questions. You know, he that's what He wants. He wants you to talk to Him. He's your Father. You know, if you're listening to this and you're a parent and your kids are growing up and they're asking why, God can handle your questions. Trust me, God'll be okay. You ain't gonna rattle God. You ain't gonna break Him. So go to Him with your issues, pray, fast, cry to God. Like He wants to hear from you. He wants that personal relationship. That's what life's about. He came here, or He sent His Son here to die on a cross for you. For you. People, and I hear all the time, well, I'm a good person, I'm going to go to heaven. I'm telling you, that's not how it works. God loves all of us. But if you don't accept Him, you will go to hell. Why would He... If you don't accept Him, and how can you get into heaven? He sent His own Son to die on the cross. He broke His own Son to die on the cross. Why would He let you slide? I'm just saying, it makes me emotional. I have friends that are, you know, that are not saved, and, you know, I love them, and I pray for them every day, and I do think about it every day. Because I do try to talk, and you know, I don't want them to go to hell. I want to serve God with my friends, with my family, you know. But there's only one way to get to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. I'm going to try to do my episodes on my days off, so... I don't want to get burnt out again like I did before. So I'm off today, so I got an episode out. I'm going to try to do every Mondays and Wednesdays, but I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Share it to your friends, that you don't think is going to church or is saved. Share it to people. I really appreciate the listens. I appreciate the feedback. People just, you know, giving me good feedback on how I'm doing. And I just, it's not for me. It's all the glory to God. We've seen someone saved through this podcast, and then one is enough, you know. Somebody's not going to hell now because of this, and that's all God doing his work, and I'm so appreciative of it. But I love you guys, and I'll catch you guys on the next episode.